Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Dawn Fotopoulos is here. She's our good friend, our member of our Brain Trust, the founder of BestSmallBizHelp.com, the author of the outstanding Taking the World by Storm book, Accounting for the Number Phobic, a survival guide for small business owners, available wherever fine books are sold, and online, on the pavement, wherever they are. Don, thanks again for hanging out with us. Congratulations on how well the book is doing, being accepted, being required reading around the world, folks. How about that? As I said, no chopped liver here. Don, we were talking about the financial statements, and I don't remember if we talked about this last time, but I want to talk about it again, unless you got something else going on. And that's cash flow.
Yep.
You can never talk about cash flow too much or too often.
It's really true. And, you know, I interviewed Norm Browski, who's a very successful entrepreneur.
Norm's a member of our Brain Trust. He's a good friend of ours.
He's a great friend, and he's so smart. And, you know, he's been wildly successful. And he's also suffered bankruptcy twice. So, I mean, he knows both sides of the table. He does.
He's been rich. He's been poor. Rich is better. That's what he said.
Yeah, that's really true. Rich is better. But you know how he defines success? I thought this was so clear and so great. He said, success as a small business owner, success is living off your own cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
And that's right, right? So one of the things we talk about in the book, Jim, is, and we will talk about in these Google Hangouts once a month, is how do you improve cash flow? See, one of the things that I've seen is these small business owners are so busy trying to get new customers, and they're on social media and doing all this stuff, but they're not tending the garden that they do have, right? They're not doing a great job of managing the customers
almost like they've allowed themselves to get distracted from the
nuts. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, social media is sexy, accounting isn't. But I'll tell you something. I have three laws for small business, and one of them is that it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business.
That's right.
And so if you understand that going in, folks, and understand that probably in your complete career, if you last 5 years or if you last 45 years, you'll probably always be undercapitalized. And that means that you're always going to be in a little bit of a cash squeeze sometime during the year, maybe a lot. It's just the way of things.
Can you get where you
have a lot of cash? Sure you can, but it's just awfully hard to do that. But if you understand that, Don, then you got to be saying, okay, then I have to make cash, I have to make understanding cash a priority.
That's right. And not only understanding cash and how to read your cash flow statement, which basically, Jim, is like the checkbook for the business. That's mm-hmm. really what it is. It's not much more complicated than that. But then I got to look at those things that are going to drive my cash flow. So in Chapter 8, I talk about how do you invoice the client? How do you make sure that the client pays you?
Mm-hmm.
How do you reduce the likelihood that the client will never pay you?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's in a soft economy, you know, and I know that's what happens, right? Clients go bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
Clients take more time to pay. So do you know how many times I have sat with a small business owner who works like mad, delivers the best product to the client, and then they never invoice the client?
I know. It's maddening. I don't understand it. I've seen that before. You know, you go in as an accountant or you're a banker or whatever, and they don't have any cash, and you realize they haven't billed anybody. And the thing is, here's the irony: customers don't like it when you don't bill them. You think you're being aggressive by billing them. They don't like it. We don't like it around here. If somebody waits 3 months to send us a bill, we get mad about it.
Yeah, and why, Jim?
Well, because it was supposed to have been paid. We budgeted to pay that 3 months
That's
ago, and
right.
Now you're showing up, dropping in the middle of another budget, and it's just even though we had it in a budget, we don't like the surprises. But here's the other thing, though: it's not just the individual managing of the individual collections and everything. That's AR and AP. It's also the overall flow of cash in your business. That's the big deal. And that's the reason why, Don, I think having a 12-month cash flow projection that you create yourself, and I'm sure you've got one in your book, is I think that's critical to success. I don't know how you can survive in business without knowing that. What do you think?
I totally agree with you, Jim. If you learn nothing else but that, you're ahead of the pack.
That's exactly right. I need a website again, please, Don.
It's bestsmallbizhelp.com.
Hey, Don, congratulations again on the book. And Google Hangouts, what's that again now?
October 28th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Follow me on Twitter, at dfotopoulos, and you'll get all the information.
All right, so check it out. Thanks, Don. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
See you next time. Don Fotopoulos, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.